Ladies, gentlemen, and lady gentlemen's and gentlemen ladies. Andy here. I went from depressed and suicidal to living a life of abundance and joy. Holy moly, if I can do it, you sure as hell can too. Listen up, pun intended. I'm going to talk about how to be a better listener. The obvious caveat at the start being I'm not a perfect listener, but through, at this point, 4 or so years of coaching people and obviously listening to them, that's a big part of coaching, and 6 years with my relationship with my girlfriend, Emmy, I've learned a few things about how to be a better listener. I'm obviously not perfect, but I'm improving every single day, and I'd say at this point I'm pretty decent. The first thing that I've learned about really listening to people, you know, whether that's a partner, whether that's a coaching client, whether that's a friend, just being able to listen to someone and be there for them is sort of a cheat code, which is listen without saying anything. And I think most people, when they're listening to someone, they have this urge or this almost neuroses or this anxiety, this anxiousness to say something. You know, they have to respond. They have to know what the right thing to say is. They have to say, I'm listening, I'm listening, I'm listening. Yep, 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 yep. Here's what you should do. Or sometimes they will even jump in and argue and try and like debate the person or try and fix them. And it's coming from a good place. You know, you want to help your friend or you want to help your partner. You want to be there for them. But if you can get to a point where you're able to just listen, literally without saying anything, like you literally just shut your mouth. Maybe at the start you say, I'm listening and I'm just going to let you talk. So feel free to talk. I'll listen to everything that you're saying, but I'm just going to let you talk. Say something like that if that makes it easier for you. But if you can just shut up and literally say nothing, that is life-changing because most people, whether that's a friend or a coaching client or a partner or whatever, most people are not used to being listened to, like actually listened to. Because like I said, most people are so in their own head and so anxiously trying to think of the next thing to say. You know, what am I going to say next? How do I respond to that? That they're not actually listening. And being able to sit there and listen without saying something is something that will take a little bit of practice. It took me maybe a year or two to get decent at that, maybe longer, you know, probably a couple of years of actively practicing it. And I would literally say to myself in my head, okay, Andy, your only job right now is to just shut your mouth and listen. No other job, just don't say anything, just listen to them. And I've had some absolutely amazing, mind-blowing conversations with, well, conversation, it's more like me just listening, isn't it? But I've had some mind-blowing moments with Imogen, my girlfriend, with my coaching clients, where I just say nothing. And they talk to me and they talk out their problems or they talk out what they're stressed about or they tell me how they're feeling. And I say nothing. And at the end of it, they go, thank you for listening to me. Like, I feel like I really just got heard for the first time ever. And I didn't say anything. I just listened. Probably the most amazing of these experiences was one of my coaching clients. I'd been coaching this guy for about 8 weeks at this point, and he was very frustrated with the fact that he wasn't making as much progress as he wanted to. You know, he talked to quite a few women. I was coaching him in person. So every week we would go out and I would help him talk to a few women and hit on a few girls and all of that kind of stuff. But he was sort of expecting more progress from himself. And he was doing an amazing job. And he hadn't before that had sex or kissed or held hands with a woman for like 9 years, right? And in the 8 weeks of coaching with me, he'd already been hitting on a few women. You know, he had gone on a date with a woman and had sex for the first time in 9 years. He was doing amazing, but he was kind of beating himself up and he was being very hard on himself. And so we had this day where I could see that he was just really in his own head and really down and really frustrated, almost to the point of depression, right? He was just really, really, really frustrated. And he started talking to me while we were walking around. And I could have pushed him. I could have told him that he was just being negative or that he was focusing on the negative. I could have said, come on, man, let's go talk to some girls and then you'll feel better. I could have reassured him. I could have said, you know, you're going to make it, dude. You're doing good. Don't stress about having, you know, a bit of a rut or being a bit down. You got this, man. I could have given him some motivational speech. But instead, I just listened. And we walked around probably for an hour or two with him just talking to me. And there were long periods of silence when he would say something and then I just would literally say nothing and just let the silence be okay. And I would just listen to him. And every now and then I said, I'm listening. You can keep talking if you want to. But I just gave him the space to sit with his feelings and to share them with me and to share his frustrations and what was in his head and, you know, his goals for his life and the frustration from not having reached them yet. I just listened to all of that. And at the end of it, after a couple of hours, he said, this was the best coaching session that we ever had. Like this, I really needed this. Thank you for this. And I said, or that entire 2 hours, I had said basically nothing. Like I didn't give him any advice. I didn't give him my opinion. I didn't try and fix him. I didn't try and help him. I just listened. And again, this is something that's so unbelievably rare. It's funny that this podcast, the title of it is How to Be a Great Listener. And yet I bet a lot of you thought that I was going to give you skills of like how to talk. No, it's in the title, listen. But yet, like I said, so much of the time we don't do that because we're so anxious in our own head that we have to think of the right thing to say. We have to look like we know what we're talking about. We have to look like we're empathetic. Funnily enough, one of the ways of being a great listener is not trying to be a great listener or not caring if you look like a great listener, like literally allowing the space for the other person to talk and you don't care if you don't have the right answer or the right thing to say back to them. Like literally the best tip that I can give you of how to be a great listener is stop caring whether or not the other person thinks you're a great listener. In other words, stop trying to look like a great listener and just listen. That really is just it. You know, and if it helps you feel a little bit better as you're doing this, you can say, I'm listening, or hey, I'm here. Or, you know, you can keep talking if you want to. I'll just listen. That's all I really say. Sometimes I'll even say, I understand. But I'll just let them keep talking. One thing that I've also found really helpful is I don't tell people how they feel. What I mean by that is I won't say, oh, that must be hard for you. Or that sucks. Or that must be really painful. Oh man, that must be awful. No, I don't tell them how they must feel. I ask them, I say, how do you feel? How does that feel? How do you feel when you're going through that? Or what is that like for you? Or I'm listening if you want to tell me more about what that's like. But I don't tell them like, oh, that sucks. And that, when people do that, they're trying to help. You know, like if you think of the most extreme example of this, it would be like at a funeral. What do people do? They go up to the person who's grieving. And they say, oh man, this must be really hard for you. But when you tell someone else how they feel, you're not really asking them how they feel. You're not listening to how they feel. You're not giving them that space. So just that alone, if you're able to not tell people how they feel and not just immediately almost anxiously say, oh, this must really be horrible for you. Oh, I'm sorry that you're going through that. Oh, how does that feel? Like if you're able to just sit there and say, how does this feel? Rather than, I know how that feels. That is amazing. You're basically giving space for people to tell you how they feel or to tell you what they're thinking. And again, how to be a great listener, I can literally just sum it up into just listen. Or if you want a more or something that will resonate a little bit more, it might be just shut your mouth. And that is something that I've had in my head a few times when I'm wanting to just jump in there and give the person advice when they haven't finished talking yet, right? Like I'm wanting to jump in there and interrupt them almost and fix their problems or give them a solution. I will literally in my head say, no, stop, Andy, just shut your mouth for a little bit longer. You're doing a really good job, Andy, of just listening. Just shut up for a little bit longer. Let them talk for a little bit longer. You can give advice later on, but just shut up for a little bit longer. Something else that's really helped me become a better listener is to be okay with people's emotions and moods and not automatically feel like I have to fix it. You know what I mean? I think especially as a man, a lot of us men want to fix people's emotions, particularly our partner's emotion. You know, we don't want to see people sad. We don't want to see people hurting. And if they are going through something and we can see a possible solution, we want to give it to them. We want to fix it or help them fix it. But if I can be okay with my partner or my coaching clients being sad or crying or sobbing or being absolutely heartbroken, if I can just sit with that and be okay with that and go, you know, they're crying right now and that's okay. They're really angry right now and that's okay. if I can literally just be okay with it, I'm able to then listen instead of almost anxiously trying to just immediately fix the problem. Like I can't handle it. And so if you can be okay and handle people's emotions, and that really is just practice, like literally that's just exposure therapy. But if you can practice being okay with other people being angry or sad or grumpy or crying or shutting down and withdrawing or not talking to you, if you can be okay with all of that, which again is just practice, man, that is amazing. That immediately makes you an amazing listener. And a big part of that is what I kind of hinted at before. You can just add this to the end of every sentence. You can say, and that's okay. You know, so in your brain, you might be thinking, wow, she's really sad right now. And that's okay. She's really angry with me right now. And that's okay. My friend is being irrational right now. God, he's like being really negative right now. He's just like being really grumpy. And that's okay. Wow, this person's kind of just being a bit of a dick right now with their emotions, and that's okay. So it's literally just adding, and that's okay, to the end of the sentence. And I promise if you do this 1,000 times, it starts to become a habit, and then you do start to feel okay with people's emotions, and eventually you get to a point where you can handle everybody's emotions. And I'm obviously in this very beautiful position where I do coaching. And so a big part of my job is basically therapy, basically, you know, like a psychologist or like a counselor would do. I literally sit there and be okay with people's emotions. They're coming to me with emotions, right? Or with frustrations or problems or things that are bothering them, things that are in some, you know, places in with some people really, really, really getting them down to the point of depression or suicide. I've worked with a few suicidal clients, and because of this beautiful job that I get to do, or this beautiful calling that I get to do, I've gotten, you know, really comfortable with people's emotions, whether they're literally suicidal and they're going, hey, Andy, I'm going to kill myself right now. I want to kill myself when this call is over, which I had a call like that one time. I've become okay with that. And I'm like, hey, I understand. Yeah, I get it. Would you like me to listen to you? You know, I don't immediately freak out and go, oh, fuck, this person is going to kill themselves. Oh, my God, I got to fix this, which, yeah, I wouldn't hold it. I wouldn't judge anyone who freaked out in that situation. I don't think most people are equipped to handle someone saying, I'm going to kill myself. And I certainly wasn't able to handle that, you know, a couple of years ago. But it's just practice. And you don't need to get to that point where you're okay with your friends telling you that they're going to kill themselves, but it is just literally practice with being okay with people's emotions. And the easiest way to do that is to say, and that's okay, at the end of every sentence. Similar to that is I've learned to not always try and fix things. You know, like if someone's sad, I don't have to fix that. Maybe they're going to fix it themselves. Maybe me just listening is the fix. Maybe there's not even a problem in the first place. I mean, how many people get sad and upset and angry? That's like very much part of being human. It's not a bad thing just because someone's emotional or they're going through something right now or they're suffering. Why would that be a bad thing? That's called being human. And again, you can add that sentence to the end of it, and that's okay. You know, right now this person is really suffering, and that's okay. Right now this person wants me to help them, but I don't really know how to help them, and that's okay. And, you know, like I said earlier, it's okay if you don't know how to help the other person. If you don't know how to be a good listener, if you don't know how to be empathetic, if you don't know how to support them, that's okay. I didn't know these things at the start. It literally is just, it literally is just practice. It's listening to people hundreds of times until you get okay at it. And then eventually you become decent at it. And then maybe one day you become kind of good at it. And then one day, maybe you even get good. Maybe you even become a great listener. Maybe you become a very empathetic, you know, wonderfully kind and compassionate human being. You're like some Dalai Lama, some Buddhist monk who can just sit there and be like, namaste, tell me all of your problems, my son. And then they tell you all their problems and you're like, it is beautiful, my son, that you shared this with me. Thank you so much. And then you wave your hand and they're just magically all healed. And they're like, oh my God, wow, thank you. You're a great listener. Maybe you can get to that point. I don't think I'm there yet, but I'm pretty good at listening. But it is just practice, you know, similar to all of this or similar to everything I've just said. Try your best to listen to what the person actually is saying, not what you think that they said. And this is another one that just takes practice. Basically, what I'm saying here is try and let go of assumptions, try and let go of preconceived notions, try and let go of judgment. You know, if they say to you, oh, I talked to this woman and it didn't go well, and now I'm really, you know, frustrated and I'm down. try not to then make a bunch of assumptions. Try not to then jump to conclusions and go, oh, you just need to do this. Or, oh, you're being really negative. Like, try and just let go of any thoughts that might be in your head. You know, just notice those judgmental thoughts or those assumptions that your brain wants to make. Just notice them, but then don't say them. And just, again, this kind of ties back to the earlier one of just listen. Just don't say anything. You know, whatever you think that they said or whatever assumptions you're making about what they've said, whatever judgments you might be making, just don't say those judgments. Don't say those assumptions out loud. Just hear them in your head and then don't say anything and just let the person talk. So all of this really is me saying, just let the other person listen. Or sorry, let the other person talk and just listen. You know, try your best to see things from their point of view, but you don't have to be perfect with that. Ask more questions if you want more details, but you don't have to be perfect with that. Really, we can sum up this entire podcast and my entire philosophy on empathizing and listening to people. I can sum it all up into just do your best and practice and you'll get better. Just try and listen to the person. Give yourself permission to suck at it. You don't have to know what the right thing to say is. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be, you know, the person with all the answers. You don't have to be the best listener in the world. You can be a crappy listener, but do your best and give yourself permission to suck and practice and you'll improve over time. This is something that's taken me quite a long time, quite a number of years to get good at or to get decent at being empathetic and being a good listener. Like I said, I've had so much practice with my coaching and with Imogen, so that's been beautiful, but I'm not perfect with this stuff. Part of the reason why I'm recording this podcast today is I was literally having a conversation with Imogen, you know, a couple of hours ago, and she was opening up to me about some of her struggles with her artwork. You know, if you're not familiar, she does art and she's very talented, but she's very hard on herself and she doesn't think her art is very good, even though it's amazing. You know, a couple of months ago, she won a $6,000 art prize. Like, she's very good at art, but she doesn't think that she is. And she was talking, and I didn't do the most perfect job of listening. I wanted to jump in there and fix it. I wanted to jump in there and just quickly give her advice and help her get over her frustrations. And I wanted to almost like force her to start being nicer to herself, you know what I mean? And start being a little more kind to herself about her art. And at the end of the conversation, or towards the end of the conversation, you know, she was astute enough and we're very honest with each other. She was honest enough to say, hey, I feel like you didn't really listen. And funnily enough, I listened to that statement and I said, yeah, I agree. Yeah. I was trying to fix you. I was trying to give you the right answer. I was trying to solve your problems, but I wasn't actually listening to what you were saying. Everything you were sharing with me, I was in my own head and I was thinking of what the right thing to say is, or thinking of the next thing to say, or thinking of trying to come up with a solution to solve your problem, but I wasn't actually listening to you. And so I thought I would sit down and record this podcast today about how to be a little bit of a better listener and point out the fact that I'm not perfect with this stuff. You don't have to be, you know, whether that's with a partner, whether it's with your friends, maybe you have a business like I have and you listen to people. Maybe you just want to be nice to your friends and family and listen to them, but you don't have to be perfect. You know, we're all kind of on this mission in life. You know, this mission of improvement, this mission of getting a little bit better, but that doesn't require perfection. You know, my mindset is progress, not perfection. Obviously, if you would like any more help with any of this or any of your other goals, I would love to help you make progress. I will leave a link in the description below to my coaching. I'm still offering the $200 coaching calls. If that's something that interests you, we can sit down for a couple of hours and talk about anything you're struggling with, anything you'd like help on, talk about a plan for your life, how to build something amazing, how to get the girl of your dreams, how to make all the money in the entire universe, whatever beautiful abundance you would like in your life. I would love to sit down with you and talk about that. Again, those are $200. I will leave a link in the description or in the show notes as to where you can book one of those in. As always, ladies and gentlemen, go out there and crush those goals.